Just to follow up, I'd like to have you turn to a verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, because I think this is a very key point that we have to really get a hold of as believers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and I'd like to read verse 9. And it says, "For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you." And the key part here, how ye turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. We mentioned yesterday that Abram was called up out of Ur of the Chaldees, a place of great idolatry. And undoubtedly, Abram had seen his entire life altars of worship to dead gods. They were all over the place. And yet there was never a response from these dead gods. But Abram heard the voice of God, because he told him, get up out of this land. But now imagine this, young people, that the God of glory appeared to him. Can you imagine growing up in a place of great idolatry? Statues, wood, earth, prayer to the moon, the sun, and absolutely no response from these things. But Abram hears a voice one day. And not only did he hear a voice, when he moved out in obedience, God revealed himself to Abram. And then Abram did something. I believe that Brother Chuck put this in the proper order, is that, first of all, that altar, the access into the presence of God is by the blood sacrifice of an animal. The only way that we have access into the presence of God is that the Lord has died. And that blood, God has looked upon that blood sacrifice, and it has satisfied him. And so now we learn in Hebrews, we have boldness to enter into his very presence. And now as we are there, as cleansed, we can be worshipers. So this is the order, I think, that Abram got by the revelation of the Spirit of God. That he comes out of a place of idolatry. God reveals himself to him. He appears unto him. And all that Abram could do is say, you know, in a sense, I'm not worthy to be in the presence of this God. And God reveals that he's only there because of that blood sacrifice that was upon the altar. And now Abram can be in communion and worship with him. We want to encourage you, young people. Many of you have been saved for a long period of time. You need to move on in your Christian pathway. We've been saying this is a journey with Abram and Lot. And so this is a journey as you walk with the Lord Jesus. Someone said in their prayer this morning, we would see Jesus. Well, he wants you to know, if you're saved, the blood sacrifice has been taken care of once and for all. Do you have a desire to be a worshiper? Have you seen the revelation of God in Christ Jesus, where now you want to gather on the first day of the week and be around those who have a voice of thanksgiving and praise to God? Part of our journey, young people.
David, go ahead.
I was just going to quickly add that it's nice to know when we're in the right place. And it's nice when we're driving and we use that GPS and it says, you have arrived. And we know that we're in the right place because we set it to be from the beginning. And it's interesting that as soon as Abram and his companions come here, they meet someone that we've been saying earlier, the Canaanite that was in the land. And it's easy for God to have removed that Canaanite from the land, so that as soon as you come in, you find no difficulty, you find no obstacle, you find nothing against you at all. But God left the Canaanite there, so that Abram would continue to see, it was really a test to see the exercise that he had put in Abram's heart. Would he continue despite the obstacles? It would been easy for Abraham to get there and say, you know what, there's difficulty here, and we're going to learn about more difficulty later because it's not just one thing. But to turn around and say, well, I must not be in the right spot, because if this was the right spot, then there wouldn't have been a Canaanite here. But no, the Lord allowed the Canaanite to be there. And sometimes in our lives, we come to things and we find the difficulty and we say, well, maybe I'm not in the right spot. You are exactly where the Lord would have you to be. If you are finding obstacle and conflict against things that are spiritual, you are probably in the right spot, because the scripture says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual powers in the heavenlies. And it's in that same place that we're told as well. It says, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ sits. And it's in that same sphere where we find difficulty and conflict and obstacles. And here, the Lord appeared to him. Immediately after he sees the enemy, the Lord appeared to him to confirm to him, no, Abram, don't worry about the Canaanite that's here. You're in the right spot. This is the place. If you notice the language in verse 7, I will give this land. This is the right spot that you're to be in. And later on, we read in Judges, and I was just thinking of this verse, and you don't have to turn to it, but it's in chapter 3, verse 1, it says, the Lord left the nations there to prove Israel by them. God was going to use these Canaanites, who are going to continue to be an obstacle for Israel for many years to come, to prove Israel, to show them what was in them. And so the encouragement this morning is to realize that even though the Canaanite was there, immediately God comes right after, confirming his presence and confirming, Abram, you're in the right spot. And if we are wrestling this morning, if we're wrestling against an exercise that we have, a desire to follow after God, a desire to follow after God, and seeing opposition and seeing conflict in our life, then we know that the enemy's working, because he's not going to be working if we're just following him. You know what? Someone says, if you don't meet the enemy, then you're probably walking with him. But if you're going and he's coming against you, you're following after the Lord, he's coming against you. So it's at that time when we find that we are experiencing conflict, that we know that we're following the Lord and we're in the right direction. But it's just nice to see this little touch that the Lord comes in and says, no, Abram, you're in the right spot. This is the land.
David, the right spot was a temporary spot, but eternally he was in the wrong spot. For us, eternally our home is in heaven. And if you read in Hebrews chapter 11, that great chapter of faith, verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them. So as you were saying, we're always going to be met with conflict. But that's because this isn't our home. We don't fit in here. If you fit in, that means you're of the world, as David was saying. We're not supposed to fit in. We should find conflict because we are the opposite of this world. We are different. So it should be a somewhat of an encouragement there that, as David was saying, you come into something that's promise of the Lord and there's conflict. I could see it bringing discouragement, but we need to remember heaven is our home. So it is that we look forward to. We look forward to that city whose builder and founder is God. And that's what we look forward to. And when we get to heaven, the reward will be great. And everything that happened here below, all the conflict and all the troubles, will be negligible.